the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We are live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. We're celebrating the opening of their brand new beer garden, and there is some nice weather here in Las Vegas at long last. And so sitting strip side and enjoying a beer while you enjoy a game and maybe even walk into Legacy Stadium and place a bet. It's the best sports book in Las Vegas, and it's been great to be down here every single Friday. We have a gift card coming up that we'll give you a little bit later if you want to come down here and enjoy some of those tasty treats that they have on the menu. They have a lot of great food, of course, Emil Lagasse-inspired menu, as well as some of the fantastic beers. Mahoney, some of the beers that we'll be featuring today are what?
One of my favorites from Elysian. We've got Space Dust IPA, one of the beers that we featured on Beer for Breakfast in the past. 8.2% IBV. That's the one I say we get into a little bit later on this morning, and we ease our way into that with the Longboard Island Lager, which only 4.8. So that's our gateway into the Elysian Space Dust.
Okay. Very morning. Nice. All right. So you guys, I have some good news and I have some bad news to start the show today.
Okay.
What would you like to start with?
Bad news.
Okay. The bad news, not so much bad news for us, just bad news for one person in particular.
Oh.
Crystal Harris. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah.
Is that the woman who was married to Hugh Hefner?
Yep. The 31-year-old who was married to Hugh Hefner when he passed away. She will, quote, inherit nothing.
Ouch. Is that bad news?
It's bad news for her. It's not bad news for the rest of us because it's kind of funny.
She's like, just so I never liked her.
Like she was cheating on Hugh for a while there with Dr. Phil's son.
Like, he shamed him.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if you were, like, you know, hooking up with Dr. Phil, because Dr. Phil's also rich and, like, still, like, 40 years younger than Hef at that point.
Yeah.
But Dr. Phil's son?
Ugh.
Like, what are you doing there?
So the couple shared a 60-year age gap, which I'm sure was a lot of fun for her in the bedroom. They tied the knot on New Year's Eve in 2012 at the Playboy Mansion. Before the nuptials, though, she is said to have signed an ironclad prenup agreement. A source told Us Weekly that the blonde beauty will be taken care of, but she has not been added to his will. Instead, his estimated $43 million estate will be divided between his four children, the University of Southern California, and a list of charities.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
that's awesome, but ouch for her.
Does $43 million seem a little low?
No, I mean, I think Playboy's taken quite a bit of hit the last few years, you know? It's, you know, if this was 15 years ago, I would say absolutely that seems way, way, way low. But really, remember they took Playboy and they took the nudity out of it for a while.
What was it, for like a couple of months or like a year?
It was like a year.
It's like a year, and then they put it back in. All right, so that's the bad news for old Crystal Harris. Kind of good news for the rest of us, though. The good news for all of us, however, Taco Bell is launching a clothing line.
Have you seen like two of the stuff? Like they have, it's like a sweatshirt. I think it's just like a t-shirt.
They say their fashion line, which they're partnering with Forever 21 on, will be, quote, hotter than Diablo sauce. The line comes out October the 11th, so just a couple of weeks from now.
Okay.
You can get your hands on some of this fine Taco Bell inspired clothing, including a millennial pink pullover sweatshirt.
What's millennial pink?
With the Live Moss logo embroidered on it. That's... and a tank top inspired by the fire sauce packet. I don't know if is that a specific color, is like, or is it
like
just
a, like pastel pink?
Or is it four pink?
It was really
for millennials that like pink.
Yeah, it was very bright.
Yeah.
It's like in your face.
So the fast food chain says the line will also include tops, body suits, you know, honey, this year, Halloween. I know that I ditched you a couple of years ago with the Dumb and Dumber thing, but
yeah.
How about some Taco Bell body suits from Forever 21?
Nah, you know, the only way I'm going to buy any Taco Bell-inspired clothing is if it has those built-in, like, ass windows.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That would make sense.
There you go. If they haven't designed that yet. And by the way, they said that these clothes will be updated and bring pops of color and distinctive illustrations that, quote, effortlessly bring the heat, much like Mahoney's ass.
Yes.
Yes. Woo. So get your hands on some Taco Bell clothing from Forever 21 starting October the 11th. And that is the good news to start the show today. X107.5.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Top stories on the way. Also, a brand new blooper reel.
The irony.
Did your mouth get a flat tire?
And we'll give you a chance to get set up with a Legacy Stadium gift card to come down here and enjoy all the beer and the food that they have at Legacy Stadium. Your chance to win that is on deck. Dave Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It is time for an all-new blooper reel here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. This week, it doesn't feel like it's been a great week. I don't know. I haven't heard the blooper reel yet, but really? It just feels like it's been a little off.
I feel like it's been pretty good.
Yeah? Let's find out. X107.5.
I didn't make any mistakes last week.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Kings of Leon here in Las Vegas on Friday, October 6th. They're going to be over at the...
What day? Are you wearing Invisalign now?
Friday, October 6th. Son of a bitch. It's on Friday, October 6th. And we would like to send you to it. If you know the show, you can win tickets to their concert that's coming up next week, Thursday, October 5th. What's going on with me today?
You know what happened? You know what happened is you jinxed yourself because you're like...
October 5th.
I've never understood friends who dwell on, like, rejection like that.
I don't know. Maybe they're just not good with rejection.
No, you see, the thing is about rejection, it should strive you to not be rejected.
Can't talk, man.
Rejection.
That is a lie.
And so that is a lie. He's still mad about this stupid Dumb and Dumber
talk. We had such a crappy boss to the point of like absurd insanity.
A new term, Mahoney, when it comes to dating, it is no longer just called ghosting. There is a new term called submarining.
What?
Submarining is a new term in dating. There's a new tub. It just seems like after all of the natural disasters back to back to back.
It's been
a pretty rough couple of months.
Pretty rough couple of months.
But see, the thing is, with Halloween, you can sort of carry some of them over, right? I mean, obviously not the little skeletons and bats
ghosts,
and
but the like
fake
the,
spider
rose. Like
pumpkins
the auto,
and, yeah, all that
like
stuff.
Like leaves and stuff. I got a
blind.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You're right, Dave. Maybe you're right for once.
Yeah, a little off.
For once.
A little off this past week.
Yeah.
Just glad it wasn't only me.
Oh, yeah. Usually there's like just a spotlight on someone.
Yeah. We all suck this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's all right.
Yeah. Here's Judah in the line. Suit and jacket. Dave Mahoney Morning Show, X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So this is some pretty tough news. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has breast cancer, and she announced it via social media. She kind of took a shot at the president and Congress while announcing her diagnosis. She posted, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm one. She added, the good news is I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance through my union. The 56-year-old didn't say anything about what stage she's in or if doctors caught it early, but based on her note, I would assume that that's the case. Did not seem like a poor prognosis. She did, however, take a shot over the health care, saying not all women have the benefits she does, so let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. So.
I like that she's not making this, I mean, like in a time that's just, you know, it's got to be incredibly scary, even though she's incredibly rich and probably can get the best health care in the world.
But, money doesn't cure cancer. We've seen that with the likes of the richest people in the world, a la Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it takes out... takes out the best of us, it's a terrible disease. Yeah,
it's incredibly scary, but the fact that she's thinking about other people out there who are less fortunate than her,
in
one of the probably the hardest times of her life, you know, she is nothing but a class act. In my opinion.
I have loved
Julie Louise Dreyfus and everything that she did. Seinfeld, The New Adventures of Young Christine, or The New Adventures of Old Christine, and Veep is. I don't know if you watch Veep.
I don't watch a lot of comedies. I just started back with, speaking of HBO, Vice Principals.
Yeah.
Which is a damn funny show.
Danny McBride is just.
Yeah, and then whatever the Walter
Goggins.
Walton Goggins.
The worst cap teeth in all of history.
But he's hilarious in that show.
He's great in everything he's in.
Yeah.
The Shield, Justified. Moving into the realm of comedy, that guy is phenomenal.
He's great.
But you should definitely check out Veep. I mean, she just won, Best Actress again at the Emmys. That won.
Speaking of Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm is back coming
Sunday.
Back. Yeah.
This Sunday,
it looks great.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine.
Larry David is such a curmudgeon, man. I love that guy.
It's been 7 years.
Wow,
you know,
has
the
it
fact
really?
That it's been 7 years since we've had a new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I feel like I could go back and rewatch all of them at this point because I've forgotten so much of it. It's been 10 years since I saw a lot of those episodes. You know,
you go back and you watch. My girlfriend and I watched, the first six seasons. A couple years ago, and it came out in 1999, 2000.
That's crazy.
So to think about, pretty much right as Seinfeld was ending, that's when Curb Your Enthusiasm was starting. Phenomenal. HBO does a lot of good comedies, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying go out, watch that. And
so 2017 has been a very good year for Las Vegas new home sales. Las Vegas growth of new home sales. It may slow in the coming months, but 2017 should still be seen as a very good year. Builders closed 808 new homes in Clark County just last month, putting the year's sum at 5,762.
Wow.
Up 18.8% from the same month period in 2016, according to Home Builders Research. Again, cool. Let's not get overexcited, though. I mean, we're talking about a 20% jump in a year. We all remember the crash was not that long ago. Just, being
if you're going to buy
cautiously optimistic,
get in a new house. Cool. New construction. Great. Just don't build 10.
Yeah.
Like if you are a stripper, you are not a real estate mogul. I am sorry.
No, you're not.
You are not.
In fact, even if you're just one of those people who want to go to some conference at some time at some casino in a ballroom, that also does not make you a real estate mogul. Like, whoever you are.
It's like when you read a book, you're like,
I know everything about this subject now. No. Like,
I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Dave.
I know. I'm part of the Robert Kiyosaki system. So, again, just be cool about it.
Yeah, let's not ruin it for everybody. Let's keep this gravy train of rolling.
And finally, if you think you're having a bad day today, 24-year-old Kat Gallagher, her fun little body excursion that she was having with body art ended in horror when an eye tattoo left her partially blind and oozing purple tears.
That part is cool.
Crying purple tears.
That part is cool.
No, it's not.
I mean,
the tattoo was meant to have a tinted part of her eye, the white part of her eye, but instead it went terribly wrong and caused pain and possible permanent impairment of her eyeball.
Because you're tattooing your eye.
Just stop it.
Yeah, I feel bad, but then I also don't feel bad in the same breath because it's like, you should know better than tattooing your eye. It's also like the people who get the...
who was the tattoo artist that was tattooing her eye? Like, I don't know if you need a license, I imagine, to be a tattoo artist.
Of course you do.
Yank their license. That is awful. That is irresponsible. Terrible. Stop it. Morons.
Oh, man.
Stupid people all the way around.
But I'm telling you, that part, crying tears, purple tears, is kind of cool.
No, it's not.
No, it's
well,
not.
I mean, it's her fault. She's being stupid.
No, it's not cool. If I see somebody crying purple tears,
I'd be impressed.
I would not. I would laugh at them.
Yeah.
I would laugh.
And then they would just shed even more purple tears. You're like, don't, it's ink, it's permanent.
Then I would turn on Purple Rain.
X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Calling us from Santiago, Chile, is Brandon Boyd, lead singer of Incubus. Hello, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's the weather down in South America?
Gorgeous, actually.
Yeah? Is this time of year a good time to be in South America? Is this when all the, I guess with like Rock and Rio and all that stuff, it's got to be pretty nice this time of year, yeah?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. We just played Rock and Rio 2 or 3 nights ago, and it was absolutely beautiful. We played with The Who and Guns N' Roses. It was kind of amazing.
Ooh.
Well, that's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
Do you ever get starstruck when you play with bands that you're like, how is this real life?
I do, and I kind of go into like a temporary denial state where I'm like, it's no big deal. It's cool, whatever. And
then, we belong here. It's fine.
Yeah. If you met like one of your heroes, would you just be like stumbling on your words and be like, oh, God. Oh, it's you.
Oh, I blew it.
Oh, no.
If I actually meet them, I like to just kind of just geek out right away.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
And then get it out of the way, and then we can get down to a personal level.
when you play a song like Drive or, Stellar, like one of the big, pardon me, one of the songs that's been a huge hit for
20 years now, 15, 20 years. Yeah. I mean, when there's 100,000 people out there singing along,
back to you.
Is that, I mean, was it a pretty surreal experience, or is there really no telling if it's 30,000 or 100,000 people singing back at you?
No, there's a big difference. Yeah. 100,000 people knowing the words to a song or two is probably the coolest thing in the world.
So you guys are touring all over South America right now, and you know, obviously your residency here in Las Vegas is coming up. It's going to start next Saturday night. Are you looking forward to doing like the mini residency here? Because you got 5 dates on October 7th, 8th, 11th, 13th, and 14th over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. But after, you know, touring all over South America and constantly being on the road, I imagine it'll probably be nice to like do just a nice run of shows in like one place for a week.
Be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely, it'll be amazing for all the reasons you just said, because we'll get to sit still for a minute, which is rare for us, especially when we're in touring cycle. But actually, it's going to be extra interesting for us because we are a band that doesn't like to repeat itself verbatim. So, you know, each night there'll be some of the same songs, but for the most part, each of the 5 shows is going to be different from the next one. So it poses a really unique and interesting and worthy challenge to us as a band to come up with 5 different sets.
So it's going to be fresh every single night.
Yeah. Like I said, there'll be, you know, a few repeats here and there with certain singles, I'm sure. But then we're kind of digging back into rarities and B-sides and album cuts and things like that, which have been really fun to practice, because we haven't touched a lot of these songs in a long time. So I think our most hardcore listeners are going to be pretty stoked on
them. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I call this a bad week for Heidi Klum's ex. Gets dumped by Heidi Klum.
Seal?
No.
See, that's what I first thought.
No, there's some guy named Vito Schnabel. Schnabel?
Might as well have been Seal.
Yeah. He was arrested for mushrooms at Burning Man, and charged with felony distribution and manufacturing. So he pleaded not guilty, but could get 5 years in prison if convicted. Was released on bail the same day he was arrested, September 3rd. Heidi confirmed the pair broke up after 3 years together on Monday. So busted for possession of illegal mushrooms at Burning Man just a couple of weeks before they split up. So he gets busted, and then they end up breaking up.
Oh, okay.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for this guy.
I thought it was the other way around, that they broke up and he just went into this downward spiral.
No. He was doing the shrooms at Burning Man, which, by the way, I've never been to Burning Man, because that sounds like my worst nightmare ever, is going to a festival like that.
No plumbing? Yeah, no.
Forget it.
No.
However, I imagine that it's probably pretty hard to get busted with drugs at Burning Man, because isn't the whole purpose of going to Burning Man is to do drugs in the desert?
Pretty much.
So everyone has drugs, and yet he gets busted for it.
Well, I mean,
you've got to be being an uber douche if
something
you are
like that, right?
You are the guy who gets busted. Have you seen what this guy looks like?
Plus they're doing like,
I feel like he's like Heidi Klum is like way, way, way out of his league.
Oh, for sure. And he's 31 years old.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's in her she's got to be in her late 40s now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how old Heidi Klum is. She looks amazing.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I mean, Heidi Klum is 44. Okay, yeah. So mid 40s. Yeah.
Not too much older than him, but still.
Well, 31 to 44 is a pretty big swing. I mean, it's a 13-year swing, so.
Yeah, but it's not 60 years.
No, it's not. It's not a Hugh Hefner, Crystal Harris.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah.
So he was arrested for selling mushrooms, though. So, I mean, that's taking it, like, what are you doing when you're with Heidi Klum?
If you're with Heidi Klum, like, what are you doing slinging mushrooms at Burning Man, douche?
Yeah. Idiot.
Justin Timberlake may headline the Super Bowl halftime show. It'd be the first time that he returns. 14 years since the infamous show with Janet Jackson, where he pulled out her boobie.
I can't believe it's been 14 years.
I know.
Can we not have that happen again?
I don't know.
Because, you know, remember what happened last time? How crappy radio got for so many years? Like, they went
That's basically what drove Howard Stern to satellite radio. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess eventually led to us getting this job.
Yeah, because Howard Stern used to have the morning show here at X107.5. So thank you, Justin Timberlake.
It all worked out. But I'm actually kind of excited for this, only because he did that track with Foo Fighters on their new album.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, you know, he'll have Foo Fighters come out, do like a little secret thing or whatever.
I don't know if Foo Fighters really qualify as like a Super Bowl band.
Sure.
I love Foo Fighters, but I don't know, man. I mean, it always seems like it's the most bubblegum pop.
Well, I know.
It's like, okay, here's Katy Perry, and here's a special appearance by Bruno Mars.
No, occasionally they bring out the old rock bands, and yeah. At this point,
is Foo Fighters considered an old rock band?
They've been around for 20 years.
People are calling them like a heritage band.
Which is
crazy because, like, I don't even think of them as like.
Well, they've been around for 20 plus years.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, I still think of 10 years ago was the 90s. Yeah. 10 years ago was 2007.
It was 2007, I think. Yeah, it was 10 years ago. I still have some past due bills from 2007. 14 years ago is when Justin Timberlake pulled out Janet Jackson's boobie.
Yeah.
Well, how about it?
Let's just not do that again. Yeah. No, anybody but Janet.
Anyone but Janet.
Unless they, you know, expose Dave Grohl's boobie.
Dave Grohl comes out with his D in a box and Justin Timberlake pulls that out.
No.
The wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, no. A study has come out about where stoners are most likely to go when they have the munchies.
Okay.
And a recent study of 27,500 people, so a lot of people, in 25 markets where weed is weagle.
Man, I love that.
That weagle lead
is so good.
Says that 43% of people would flock to one particular restaurant over another. What's your guess for the top of the list?
I'm going to go and say number one, Taco Bell.
Yep, that's what you
think, right?
That would be my first guess.
Number two is Taco Bell.
Okay.
So I'll give you the top five here. Subway was number five.
What?
Actually, I'll just go ahead and give you the top 10 because this is pretty interesting. Carl's Jr., number 10. All okay, right. Sure.
I see.
Jack in the Box, number 9. Sure.
I would think that'd be higher.
Chick-fil-A. I mean, if you're like a health conscious stoner, you somehow talk yourself
it's
into
fried chicken.
That's what I mean, though. You talk yourself into thinking that it's healthier.
I'm going to get the grilled chicken this time. Then no, you're not.
You take off
not.
The skin.
Number 7, Arby's. Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a Big Montana.
They have the meats, Dave. Mm-hmm. Arby's marketing department is on point.
We got the meats.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 6, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, that just sounds like a stomachache. Number 5, and this one surprised me, Subway.
Yeah, that one's weird. That's the weirdest out of all of those.
If I have the munchies or if I'm high, the last thing I want to do is walk into a Subway and have to interact with the sandwich artist.
Well, yeah, because that's too much thinking, right? It's
too much is
like
going on.
Too much interaction.
If you're just like really laid back, you're like, what do you want on your sandwich? I don't know, man.
Do I want peppers? I don't normally get peppers. But
Too many decisions. Right? I need to be able to, like, number one.
Number one, yeah.
Let me order by number or sound.
Burger King is number 4, Wendy's number 3, Taco Bell number 2, and number 1, McDonald's.
That's
so crazy.
So McDonald's beats out Taco Bell.
I find that hard to believe.
Yep.
Because I would think Taco Bell would be number 1.
Maybe it's because there are McDonald's more. I mean, there's literally McDonald's in every single town in America for the most part. You know,
they're everywhere,
maps,
yeah.
Like,
they're so easy to find.
Yeah, whereas Taco Bell is still one of the biggest chains in the world.
Have you heard about some of the Taco Bells that are talking about starting to sell booze?
I mean, they have the one here, right, that sells booze, right?
No, but it's going to become a more widespread thing where
aren't they going to, like, take away, like, the drive-thru?
In the cases where they sell booze, that's what they're talking about, is getting rid of the drive-thru and opening a bar.
I think that's a dumb idea.
Seems
because
kind
of most of the
it?
Time, you're probably drunk anyway when going to Taco Bell.
Serious question. When's the last time that you walked into a Taco Bell?
Walked into a Taco Bell? Oh, my God.
Right?
Lincoln was president.
All right, so I got one final thing for you here. Do you know who Gerard Watley is? So probably not. You wouldn't recognize the name, but he's a broadcaster. He does like commentary for horse racing, and he's a very iconic voice. I believe he's Australian, and he works for ABC, sports broadcaster and journalist is what he represents himself as. But a great horse race broadcaster, because it takes a certain cadence to be able to carry a horse race and really build the excitement as you go along.
You have to have the energy. Yeah.
Well, in honor of Holiday Havoc Night number 2, which is coming up on Monday, December the 11th, by the way, officially tickets go on sale today.
And here's the thing. You know they're going to sell out fast.
Yeah.
They'll be on there if you're planning. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to wait like 10 minutes.
No, yeah. Try to be on there right at 10 a.m.
On there because, you know, it's a 2,200 cap room. It's the Killers in Las Vegas.
It's going to sell out.
It's going to sell out. Don't be mad.
But again, in all honesty, this guy doing this Killers song. So he's a sports broadcaster.
Singer?
No, he doesn't sing it. He reads the lyrics to Mr. Brightside, but in the traditional way that he broadcasts. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Coming out of my cage, and I'm doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, my stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. I just can't look, it's killing me and taking control. Jealously turning saints into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's all the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open my eager eyes, cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Catch the deep mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Absolutely ham. And maybe it had something to do with the fact that that Drew Carey was celebrating his 10-year anniversary as host of the show.
Which is crazy.
Maybe they just decided to rig the big wheel. But you know the big wheel I'm talking about that they grab and... It has to go around a number of times. And if it hits a dollar, you normally will get, what is it, $5,000?
You get $1,000 the first time, then you get $5,000 the second time. But because if it lands anywhere in the green or the dollar.
Right. So, but in this case, because it was the anniversary of Drew Carey, they were giving away even more money.
It was $10,000 and $25,000.
And they ended up giving away $80,000 all in. Here's the audio from all of this money just pouring out the door at Price is Right.
We have a new special bonus on the wheel today. If you spend a dollar on the wheel, you get $10,000. Is it too much to ask to give away $30,000 on the wheel? 85. You're looking for the green 15. Slow. Come on, baby. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? $30,000. And now you get a bonus spin.
Would love to see a dollar.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. $25,000. $25,000.
Slow down.
Slow down. Oh, my goodness. $25,000 for Charlotte. We've given away $80,000 just on this wheel spin.
So there you have it. That's some really good fortune. Some really not good fortune is what brings us number four in the Friday Five this week. This is a couple of prisoners that decided that they were going to break out of jail. And then they're going to go knock off a Dollar General and steal some pretty mundane items.
Okay.
Like some sodas and some cigarettes.
Sometimes you just need a Coke, Dave.
Yeah.
And then you're thirsty.
Then they're going to break back into jail. And so the person talking at the beginning of this clip here is somebody who works for the jail. And then at the end of it, they actually catch the prisoners on camera and they ask him whether or not they did it. And their reaction is what gives us number four in the Friday Five.
They stole cigarettes, cigarette lighters, cell phones, and that's items that they feel like that they can sell in jail. Already in jail, but you want to break out and break back in jail. You know, that's just something. I heard it all.
Hey, did you guys break into the Dollar General?
No.
Crime do not pay.
Hell no. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Friday Five brings us number three, and this one comes from rapper B.O.B. Do you guys know who B.O.B. is?
I'm now familiar
with... So let me just play you a clip here. This is from his song with Hayley Williams of Paramore. You recognize this song?
No.
No?
No.
You probably should have put one Hayley thing.
Well, we're not talking about
Haley. I'm talking about B.O.B.
He would know.
I don't like Haley Williams. I don't like B.O.B.
Okay.
They're all crappy musicians.
B.O.B. is... Okay.
They are.
You're such a grump today.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Paramore's for 13-year-old girls. It is.
Okay. So B.O.B. is on a mission, and he wants to prove that the world is indeed flat.
Okay.
He's one of these flat earthers. Mm. You know, hashtag stay woke. And he has started a GoFundMe page where he is efforting to raise $1 million to launch his own satellite into space.
Yeah.
So that way he can show everyone, instead of all of this, you know, fake news about the world being round, he wants to launch his own satellite so he can show us through his own eyes that the world is indeed flat. I'll give you an update on how much money he has raised. Again, efforting to raise $1 million. And we do have an update on that. But first, he has posted this video message for us. Number three.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here. I'm starting this GoFundMe because I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can, or into orbit as I can, to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
So, again, trying to raise $1 million, and so far off to a good start. $4,649.
Okay,
yeah.
You know.
And that includes a fairly recent $1,000 donation from some company.
I don't know why you would pay $1,000.
Before that, he was, you know, at $3,600 of the $1 million. So getting close, almost there, B.O.B. You keep it up, buddy.
Even if you have $1 million, I don't think you could send something into space for that.
Well, I mean, especially
a satellite?
Like a functioning satellite?
Like maybe you could send like an iPhone 6 into space?
I imagine.
Hide on a balloon.
If you tape it onto like one of the...
You like tape an iPhone 6 onto a weather balloon and just hope it makes it...
Didn't it cost like $20 million to send Lance Bass into space in Russia?
So, yeah. But yeah, so $4,649 our current count. So
I'm wondering,
keep it up, buddy.
Like if they believe the world is flat, how long is it?
How long is the world?
If it's flat.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, I
don't subscribe to that because it's like, factually incorrect.
We've known that for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
No more.
All right. So number two in the Friday Five is audio of some cats humping. And it's not so much the audio of the cats humping that we hear. It's a guy calling our voicemail being distracted by said cats that are getting it on.
And us giving our rendition of cats humping.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Number two.
Hey, morning, guys. Glad to hear that you're feeling better, Mahoney.
Thank you.
So are those two cats humping right there? What the? Sorry, let me call you back.
Message deleted.
What?
He never called us back. He got interrupted by humping cats, and he never called us back.
Is there anything worse than late at night in your neighborhood hearing cats like make sweet worst. Love to each other?
Where the hell do you guys live? What are you talking about?
Apparently a cat brothel.
Hey, this is Beck, and here's my new song, Up All Night, on X107.5.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Number one in the Friday Five is coming up next, and yes, it's a great audio clip. Also, your chance to get set up with a $100 gift card to come down here to Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. We are doing the show live from today. Still early, man. Trying to make this coffee kick in. We have a $100 gift card for Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo, their new beer garden. You can win that if you hang with us, X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
As we are enjoying our live broadcast this morning at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo, we want you to be able to do the same thing. So if you're at least 21 years old and you're calling number 10 right now at 702-791-1075, we'll set you up with a $100 gift card to come down here to Legacy Stadium and check out the beer garden, all of the great beer that they have, the fantastic food, of course, being inspired by Emeril Lagasse. Mm-hmm. And it's the best sports book in all of Las Vegas, too. And they have the beer garden that is right strip side, so you can enjoy that seating and just sort of hang out with your buddies and have some drinks while you're watching sports and eating great food.
Great selection of craft beer like they've provided us today, the Elysian Space Dust IPA. Mm-hmm. Great little IPA that we're drinking this morning.
See, I remember that bottle.
Yeah,
I like the label.
Featured it on Beer for Breakfast a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Number one in the Friday Five, and this one comes to us at, you know, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about all of the heavier stuff, if you will, going on at football games with protests and people angry about protests and everything else. Well, in this case, this is something very lighthearted that happened at a college football game this past week. It was a squirrel that got onto the field. Now, I'm sure this moment was terrifying for the squirrel, but nobody interviewed him after the fact. So we'll just go ahead and appreciate the moment because the commentators loved that there was a squirrel on the field, and they started calling some of the action as the squirrel was running towards the end zone. Here you go, number one in the Friday Five.
I like his pad level, James. Open field runner. Yeah. Hey, look at him go. The 20. Wes, he might do it. Wes, he's going to do it. Oh, my goodness, buddy. Do it. Do it. Do it. Touchdown. Oh, man. He's my favorite squirrel. Look at him. Oh, poor guy. He's tired. That's not a worn out celebration. He's work on his celebration.
He's worn out.
He's got to work on a celebration. He's my favorite squirrel. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So last night, the Chicago Bears got beaten down by the Green Bay Packers. However, there was one particular hit that was a really scary moment in the game. Devontae Adams, who's a receiver for the Green Bay Packers, got just plowed by a guy named Danny Trevathan. A totally unnecessary shot. He was already wrapped up. He was being tackled, and this guy just comes plowing across the field and just spears him, just helmet to helmet.
They bring him out.
Yeah, they knocked him out. Mouthpiece goes flying, and they bring a stretcher out and the whole bit. Like, it was a scary moment. Now, the good news is he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So As of last night, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers said that, you know, he was at the hospital and he's being checked and everything looks like it's fine. He's already like...
He can move all of his extremities. Yeah, thank goodness.
Are already begging to get out of there, so yeah. It looks like he's going to be just fine. But still...
Was there any bad blood between those two players?
No. No, the team...
Or is it just like adrenaline? Well,
the teams don't like each other. They're both in the NFC North. There's a rivalry. Yeah. They're getting kind of chippy. But like the game was pretty much in the bag for the Packers anyhow. Totally unnecessary
Chicago
hit.
Chicago was sucking it up the whole game
They should have thrown that player out of the game.
I think they may suspend him.
I think they'll suspend him and they'll fine him because that's exactly what the NFL does not want happening on the field. And again, totally unnecessary shot and just helmet to helmet. It could have killed the guy.
Yeah, that's I know there's a lot of people out there who talk about the NFL and they're like, oh, it's getting wussified and that there's all these rules. But like, you kind of have to have rules where guys don't get their heads taken off.
Nobody wants to see a defenseless receiver get hit in the neck or the back or something like that. They're going to catch the ball. Just tackle them clean. Like, no one wants to see someone get paralyzed or killed for a football game.
If you want to watch a blood sport, watch Dave vs. Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
Saturday, October 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. That's going to be a bloodbath. Mahoney's going to be bleeding all over his sequins one round in.
No, I'm not.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to make me bleed my own blood?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. So this is, credit to her for being able to hold it together. A TV anchor in New York giggled, and that was it, on air, when her water broke.
Oh, boy.
Didn't disrupt the broadcast. What do you mean, ugh?
It's a part of life.
No, I get it.
It's a beautiful magical part thing.
Of, yeah. Yeah, okay. Cool.
What's wrong with you,
what?
Man?
What?
It doesn't matter. You're a monster.
Natalie Pasquarella, I think is how you say her last name, waited until the end of the newscast to head to the hospital to have her little baby girl.
Good.
So that's pretty awesome. If you fly Delta Airlines regularly, you might like this. Flying and texting, that's going to be a thing now for almost everyone. Mobile messages are going to be free during flights.
Oh, nice.
Beginning on Sunday, Delta said passengers will be able to send messages using iMessage, WhatsApp, or the Facebook Messenger. The service will be offered through Delta's Wi-Fi service for broadband through their broadband provider, GoGo. The airline said Wednesday will be for text only, though. You can't transfer like photos or videos or any of that stuff. But, still pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome, except for the fact that I'm sure that like a week from now, their bag fees are going to double. Wonder why that happened.
I don't know. Hugh Hefner, final resting place, going to be right next to Marilyn Monroe. Yep. The Playboy founder who died this past Wednesday at the age of 91 will reportedly be buried next to the iconic magazine's very first cover star. Hugh Hefner actually bought that plot next to Monroe at the Westwood Village Memorial Park in L.A. about 25 years ago for $75,000. Monroe graced the cover of the pioneering periodical's inaugural 1953 edition, also appeared nude inside it.
There's a few people criticizing that move from him.
Why?
Because they were saying it was creepy. Because
it's not creepy.
He published those nudes without her consent, he's never met her.
He bought them. He was a businessman. It's a business move.
I guess he never...
Wait, he never even met her?
He never met her.
Huh. That's a little weird then.
Is it, though?
Kind of.
I don't know. She's the one who helped build his empire.
I kind of think it's okay.
And also, you're dead. She's dead. It's not really that creepy.
They were like, why would you want to spend eternity next to her when you never met her and you
people need to find other things to be outraged about?
I don't think it's creepy.
Stupid select outrage is just at an all-time high, and it needs to stop.
His creepy level's at 1 million.
Yes, he's an old creepy guy.
Yes, he was. His wife was 31 when he died. He was creepy. That is creepy. That could easily be his granddaughter, if not his great granddaughter. Like, that is super creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, but however, rather have her as
that's
wife.
The American dream.
That's Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
That's just Hugh being Hugh, man.
Yeah.
He was always creepy, but for some reason, he'd just scoot around in his little silk pajamas. And
he
be
got
like,
a pass.
Hugh. Yeah.
He got a pass.
Because, like, when you talk to him or, like, interact with him or see him on television, he didn't really come across as creepy.
No.
When you think about, like, him and his three girlfriends with. That's Holly weird. And Kendra and whichever, Bridget. Remember her?
I remember
Bridget. She was my favorite.
She was the favorite at the time, yeah.
She
hasn't really gone on to do much since then.
Whatever.
Either way, yeah. I mean, but, like, it was creepy that he had, like, three girlfriends that were all a fraction of his age and, you know.
Added all three of their ages up, they didn't
still
even...
Still didn't equal his age. Ouch. But, you know, whatever. Like, you know.
You do you, man.
Yeah,
he always came across as very elegant.
I appreciate...
Somehow.
Yeah.
Right?
I appreciate that's the life he wanted to live, and he lived out his life. You know,
you get one of these. So instead of like worrying what other people think about you, you do you. Yeah, you're not hurting anyone else.
No.
And you know, there's
consenting adults should be able to do whatever the hell they want. Yeah,
there was somebody that asked him many years ago in an interview, like, what do you consider to be obscene? Because a lot of people for many years looked down on Hugh and called him, you know, he's a pornographer and publishing pornography and everything he did was obscene. He said the things that I consider obscene are war, bigotry, and hatred.
Yep.
And oh, yep,
there you go.
Yep.
Yep. He was one of the very early people to speak out for the LGBTQ community. You know, there was a famous article about a story that wouldn't be published in a world, in I think it was in Esquire, about a world where straight people were persecuted by gay people. And he's like, why, if that's outrageous, why isn't the opposite also outrageous? Yeah. You know, so it's like, and that was back in like the 60s. So you
when
know,
that when it was like revolutionary to say such things, yeah. The world has changed a lot, and Hugh Hefner, I think, lived the life that he wanted to. So plus, good on you, man.
If he bought that plot, that's his money. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody
about
cares.
That. Yeah. Shut up.
X107.5.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Imagine Dragons are playing live tonight over at T-Mobile Arena with Group Love and Kay Flay. We have your chance not just to win tickets, but also to meet the band for tonight. Isn't Ooh. That neat?
Hell yeah.
And we'll be checking the voicemail for the first time this morning. That's coming up in a few. If you want to get a message in, 702-889-7352. We'll be right back on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Checking the voicemail for the first time this morning. Go ahead, fire when ready, Ian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, man, this tarnation talk is just a damn abomination. You need to stop irritating Mahoney by saying the word tarnation. We need to just go back to double butt, double butt, double butt, double butt, double butt.
Message deleted.
And I cannot wait to kick that double butt. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday night. Saturday, October 7th is the day of Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. It's all for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. And by the way, folks, limited time. As a matter of fact, it's wrapping up here in the next couple of days. Your final opportunity to get your super soft Dave versus Mahoney 2 t-shirts. All of the profits going directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
And the fight is presented by the law firm of Sagis and Associates.
That's right.
Yeah, shirts are only $10.75, the super soft t-shirts. And don't worry, they will be sent to you. If you've ordered yours already,
it's coming.
They're printing them up in like a day or two, and they will be mailed to you. End time for the fight next Saturday.
Yeah, Mahoney did get a fantastic outfit for the fight. So right. He's going to look like a pretty little disco ball as he tumbles to the canvas once again.
Dude, you gotta up your outfit game.
Nope.
You need to come with a white tank top and like workout shorts.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You know, it just goes to show that Dave doesn't take this show seriously. Whereas
I put
everything into it. I give you everything. Every part of me, every day.
You have not trained a single time for this fight.
What are you talking about, man?
You haven't trained at all.
I'm going to Planet Fitness after
the... Walking on a treadmill is not training for a boxing fight.
Have you trained?
No.
At Planet Fitness, why are you discounting the type of training that I do, Dave?
All the training you've done is walking on a treadmill.
Hey, man. Dude, and I've done the stair stepper.
Dude, what if that all helps and he...
I'm gonna walk all over you, son.
We'll see. Next Saturday night. Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Doors open at 7 p.m. It is a free event. We hope to see you there.
He's going to use you as a stairwalker.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Up his butt.
What?
No.
Next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm just on my way home from work listening to you guys' podcast. I just wanted to know if Sylvia wanted to get married. I mean, I got nothing else to do right now. I'm kind of bored, so... Just wondering if you want to go tie the knot, Sylvia. Let me know.
Message deleted.
No, sir, that's not how it happens. It has to be out of love. Not just because you're bored.
He asked very nicely. That's rude.
Yeah, we marry our listeners all the time.
Because I'm bored.
That's what we do.
He has nothing else to do. He said it right in the message.
Yeah, you gotta
what if I have
don't
stuff
be
to do?
Mean.
What if I have stuff
like
to do?
Like what? What do you have to
you
do?
You know.
What?
Stuff.
You have stuff to do like Mahoney's been training for this boxing fight on October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Negative. All right, final message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dear Mahoney, you're so stupid.
Aww.
Why would you spend all that money on one of them darn dumb capes
It's so dang dumb you got yourself one of them bearskin rugs you could be using, you freaking moron. Sylvia, you was fine. Dave, yeah.
Message deleted.
Aww. Well, thank you.
I did spend quite a bit of money on the outfit.
No, actually,
for
$500 to be exact.
Dude, that's worth it.
It's worth it.
Just to show how out of touch you are with the listeners of this radio show and just people in general. People are struggling to pay their bills.
Are you going
to get caught up on debt? You're over here body shaming people, being all rich, frivolously spending $500.
No, I am bad with money. I'm going deeper into debt, but I want to look good doing it.
Are you going to be the people's fighter?
That's right. I'm the people's champion.
Dave is not the people's.
That's right.
People's fighter.
People's champ. Spell champ wrong. People's with two E's. those little yellow weird things at Easter, the people's champ.
But like a backwards E.
Yeah.
Also, it's not a cape. It's a velvet and sequin robe. Get it right. God,
dude, it looks like a cape.
It's velvet really, and sequin robe.
It's really solid, though. It's purple.
It's a purple cape.
Fabulous.
Mahoney is coming prancing out in a purple cape.
Oh, wait. How are you? What boots are you using? What shoes are you using?
We're not using.
Yeah, I think we're going barefoot.
Oh.
Yeah. Mahoney spent all of his money on his cape, and boxing shoes are actually pretty expensive.
They're like $200.
And we're like, we're going to get exactly one use out of these. Like, let's just go ahead and do barefoot.
I may paint my nails, though, to match.
You may paint you're going to paint your
purple?
Toenails?
Go purple and silver.
What in the hell has happened to you, man? What has happened to you? I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball and see yourself.
I'm living the life I want to live, Dave. Don't judge me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? This is the life that you want to live? Yeah. If you could tell yourself from a year and a half ago that you'd be having painted toenails and a purple cape.
No, you tell the
not
guy.
Not eating meat. And oh, that's why you got purple and silver, because that's the colors of Planet Fitness.
You tell the guy who was exploding a bottle of tequila.
How dare you disrespect my gym, you son of a bitch.
X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You know how the local news is always like, tune in tonight at 10 p.m. or your family is going to die.
This thing you do every day is killing you and everyone you know. It's going to make everything that you love perish.
Tune in at 11 p.m. to find out what that is.
Your grandparents are going to die!
No, they actually probably are. Sorry, that's just how it goes. This is actually something that you should watch out for. Card manufacturers may have added chips to debit and credit cards, but...
Yep.
Gas pumps around Las Vegas still use old technology that read the magnetic strips on the card, leaving them vulnerable to skimming devices that record data. So Metro Police recently found 8 skimming devices at just one gas station. At one gas station, yeah. Jeez.
I pull on the thing every time
on the thing?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? I started
doing that. What are you talking about?
The gas station, Dave.
Like, he's pulling a lot of things. You pull on the pump? I am, too. Yeah.
You pull on the card reader. So you yank that.
Yeah.
All right. Totally different than what I said.
You give it a good yank, Dave.
You just give it a good yank, and then everything's fine.
Yeah. And then
pull
you pump
that thing hard.
And then you hang it up, and then you go about your day. That's how you don't get your credit card scammed.
Don't spill any on your shoes. You'll stink.
Or smoke a cigarette at the same time.
Man.
All bad ideas.
Have you ever, like, spilt it on your shoe?
Yeah, sure. And sometimes it spills down the side of my car, too. And I'm just like, now I'm going to get it washed.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Anyhow, the little workaround for that to see if there's a skimmer on there is you just the little reader that you put your card in. If you just grab that and just like jiggle it, make sure there's not like an add-on, because that's what they do. They put like an add-on to the outside.
But like when you move it, it's supposed to like, or when you pull on it, it's supposed to like move a little bit, right? To know that it's
if you could pull it off, it's not a good thing.
It's not supposed to move. It's supposed to be like a solid piece of.
Sometimes they move.
See, that's why I'm pulling on it.
Guys, this isn't helping at all.
You got to give it a hard yank, Dave.
Just give it a hard yank.
Give it a hard yank.
So the thing that you put your card into, that slot you put your card into, just give that a good yank.
Yes.
And you'll be fine.
Yes.
Also something to be concerned about, STD cases have hit a record high in the U.S., according to the CDC. Which seems surprising, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah. Really?
People are getting it on, man.
I mean, of course they're getting on, but they've always been getting it on. It just seems like, I don't know. Maybe not. In 2016, Americans were infected with more than 2 million new cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia.
Oh, boy.
The highest number of these STDs ever reported, according to the CDC. The agency's annual STD surveillance report shows that more than 1.6 million of the new cases were from chlamydia.
Okay.
400. Is that the one that you had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the easy one to get rid of, right?
Yeah, you just drink, a shake. But it's very painful.
Is that the one where it burns? Where you, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not good.
470,000 were from gonorrhea.
Ooh.
Yeah, and 28,000 cases were primary and secondary syphilis.
Ooh.
The most infectious stages of the disease, according to the CDC.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, I mean, there's more people than ever here in the United States.
All of those can be cured by antibiotics, by the way. Most people go undiagnosed and untreated for those, though.
If it hurts, go to the clinic.
Yeah.
Do it.
Even if it doesn't hurt. And
maybe you should get checked out every
once a year. If you're regularly having those sort of relations and there's not, you know, the necessary precautions being used.
When I was a single man, I would go like, you know, pretty much.
Once every 4 or 5 years, yeah.
No, it was on a regular basis.
Pinnacle of health, really?
Yeah, they knew me at the
they knew you?
Yeah, hey, Mahoney, what's going on?
Just put on a coat, man.
Good to see you again.
Good Lord.
No,
he's like, I get drunk a lot and make mistakes. I'm sorry. X1075.
Mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
We have an all-new blooper reel for you, some of our less-than-fine moments throughout the week. And normally the blooper reel will focus on one of the three of us because sometimes one of us have an off week. I'm happy to report that this week, all of us, total dumpster fire. Just a hot mess. An all-new blooper reel right now on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
I didn't make any mistakes last week.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Kings of Leon here in Las Vegas on Friday, October 6th. They're going to be over at the...
What day? Are you wearing Invisalign now?
Friday, October 6th. Son of a bitch. It's on Friday, October 6th. And we would like to send you to it. If you know the show, you can win tickets to their concert that's coming up next week, Thursday, October 5th. What's going on with me today?
Do you know what happened? You know what happened is you jinx yourself because you're like...
October 5th.
I've never understood friends who dwell on, like, rejection like that.
I don't know. Maybe they're just not good with rejection.
No, you see, the thing is about rejection, it should strive you to not be rejected.
Can't talk, man.
Rejection.
That is a lie.
And so
that is a lie.
He's still mad about the stupid Dumb and Dumber cuffs.
No, we had such a crappy boss to the point of, like, absurd insanity.
A new term, Mahoney, when it comes to dating, it is no longer just called ghosting. There is a new term called submarining.
What?
Submarining is a new term in dating. There's a new tub. It just seems like after all of the natural disasters back to back to back. It's been a pretty rough couple of months.
Pretty rough couple of months.
But see, the thing is, with Halloween, you can sort of carry some of them over, right? I mean, obviously not the little skeletons and bats
ghosts,
and
but
the
like the
spider rose.
Like
pumpkins all that stuff.
Like leaves and stuff. I got a
point.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
All right, let's go ahead and hook somebody up right now with some tickets for Kings of Leon. They're coming to town next Friday night. They're going to be over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. Caller number 10 is going for free. Good luck. X1075.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
So the fight is coming up on Saturday, October 7th, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. It's all to benefit our friends at St. Jude Ranch for Kids, which is a fantastic organization happening. Again, Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, St. Jude's Ranch for Kids is in Boulder City. Yes, Sylvia?
And it's presented by the law firm of Sagesson Associates.
That's right, it is. It's going to be a great time on that Saturday night. Hopefully you can make it down. It is a family-friendly event, so if you want to bring everyone down, it's totally free as well. So that's awesome. We're going to be selling more of the t-shirts out there. And if you want to, you know, make a donation to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, that's what this is all about, is to help out that fantastic organization. And the t-shirts, Mahoney, for a very limited time now. If you have been procrastinating on buying your t-shirt and you want to have it before the event, this is the time to order. Go to DaveMahoney.com.
Yep, you can find the link there. And they're $10.75. They're the same super soft material that we've made with our logo shirts over the last few months. I mean, we have not got a single complaint, Dave. Only nothing but the highest of praise for our super soft t-shirts, and these will also be the same material that those are made out of. And like I said, 100% of the profits going to help St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. And this is going to be an amazing event at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. The parking, you know, if you don't know where the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center is, you know, just think of the D, and it's just right across the street from
super
that.
Simple.
The parking, you can park at the D. You've got the Fremont Street Experience parking down there. Anywhere down there, there's tons of parking.
Yep, and very it's easy to get in and out of.
Easy to get in and out of. So, and like, we're not doing it too late, so it's going to be, like I said, you could bring the whole family down.
And you get to see me beat down Mahoney.
No,
so
you
that's
don't.
Going to be a good
no,
time.
You don't. Yep. No, you don't. You get to see me whoop Dave's ass.
In that fabulous
vengeance
outfit.
Will be mine in my sparkly shorts, Dave.
Mike Doria from Fox 5 is going to be fighting John Von Tobel from VSiN Network here in Las Vegas. So that'll be a fun fight.
Doria's a scrappy guy, man. I know. I love that he's going to be a part of the event. He's such a good dude.
JVT has lost all kinds of weight recently, much like you. Okay. So that'll be interesting. Ian, our producer, is going to be fighting Ivan the Blind Mexican. Now, Ivan the Blind Mexican is actually blind, so Ian is going to be blindfolded. Should we do the thing like you used to do when you were a kid, when you put your like forehead on a baseball bat and spin
we
around four
spin
times?
Even spin Ian around at least five times.
At least five times.
At least five times.
Just
yep.
Ian or both?
No, just Ian.
Just Ian, because, like, okay. You know, he's not actually blind.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then we also have the Mascot Massacre, which will be a blast. We have Joey the Leprechaun taking on Santa Claus. And I don't know how this one got sanctioned, but Joey the Leprechaun weighs $160.
Okay.
Santa weighs $320.
Okay.
So literally twice his size.
And he's 6'4".
Yeah.
The Santa that we've got.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, we'll
send him off
Joey
in the traditional leprechaun burial.
Joey the Leprechaun is going to bring the heat, though. He says he's ready. He's got the game plan. He's got the cardio. And old Santa Claus is going down.
We have the Babes Cabaret Bikini Match, so that's going to be awesome.
So sexy.
Yeah, and then we also have Elvis versus Batman.
Both,
oh, my God.
Both members and alumni of Ian's interesting individuals.
That's right.
Batman has been one of our favorites. Elvis, the original Elvis, you know, he's down with a hernia, we've got a replacement Elvis who is going to bring the fight. And that, I think, is that match kicking off the evening?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, we haven't like formalized the official fight card just yet.
Yep. But that probably should be the first match. That
looks like it'll probably be the first
7 o'clock
one.
Or yep. When the doors open at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. And the best part, you know, we're doing this just because it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be a fun night, but we're really thinking about the kids out there at St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
You come down, you support the event, you're going to do a wonderful thing for them. And by buying a t-shirt again, every single penny of profit is going directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
And if you don't want a shirt, the people from St. Jude's will be on site as well, accepting donations.
Throw them a 5, a 10, a 20, anything. whatever it may be.
Whatever you got in your pocket.
Yeah, it would be much appreciated. But most important, you come down, help us put on this great event for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, Saturday, October 7th, Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Dave versus Mahoney 2.
Dave's
the Downtown Boogaloo.
Dave's getting his ass whooped.
Not going to happen, son.
Ass whooped.
X107.5.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
We're going to give you a chance to win a couple of things coming up in just a moment. Aces and Ales for this Sunday. We are doing the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. We also have a big event coming up on Saturday, October the 14th here in Las Vegas. The riders at the Monster Energy Cup are all competing for $1 million.
Cool.
Yes, we have some tickets for Supercross coming up in just a moment. X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Good news, we aren't the only ones that love that squirrel. Here is our first voicemail on our second check for the day.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, man, I heard that audio about the squirrel. Man, I'm looking through my list here. How the hell do I get him in my fantasy league? My running backs ain't doing
Message deleted.
Can we play that audio of that squirrel just one more time? Do you have it?
Yes. So just real quickly here. Squirrel got onto the field this past Saturday during a college football game, and the commentators, instead of just ignoring it, decided to start calling the action.
And thank God they did.
It's glorious.
I like his pad level, James. Open field runner. Yeah. Hey, look at him go. The 20. Wes, he might do it. Wes, he's going to do it. Oh, my goodness, buddy. Do it. Touchdown. Oh, man, he's my favorite squirrel. Look at him. Oh, poor guy. He's tired. That's not a worn out celebration. He's yeah. Working on a celebration.
Worn out. Just a beautiful moment in sports.
Sylvia, every time she hears the guy go, oh, he's my favorite squirrel.
Oh.
She just goes, oh.
Oh, man, he's my favorite squirrel.
There's so much pride.
Rats excited. With fuzzy tails. That's what they are.
Next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Going blind. I'm getting an eye tattoo. Dun, dun, dun. I guess she didn't see it coming.
Message deleted.
Actually, she probably did.
That's all she saw coming. Yeah.
The needle going in her eye.
Crying purple tears.
It's my eyeball.
I regret this decision.
This was a bad idea.
Ooh, it looks great.
No, very nice. Can't see anything. X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for Know the Show. That means that you can get set up with some tickets to the Monster Energy Cup, which is happening out at Sam Boyd Stadium Saturday, October the 14th. The riders are all competing for $1 million. If they win all of the races, that means they get the $1 million prize. It's big money, and it's a fun event for the entire family. So here's the question for these Monster Energy Cup tickets in today's Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
And boxing shoes are actually pretty expensive.
They're like $200.
And we're like, we're going to get exactly one use out of these. Like, let's just go ahead and do barefoot.
I may paint my nails, though, to match.
You may paint your... You're going to paint your toenails?
Go
what the hell has happened to you, man? So Mahoney is going to paint his toenails two different colors leading up to Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, Saturday, October 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's going to be a great time.
Hell yeah.
We're all going to be out there raising money for St. Jude Ranch for Kids. And yeah, there's a lot of people that are pretty excited about this fight card because I think it's stacked top to bottom. Joey Leprechaun versus Santa Claus, Elvis versus Batman, the Babes Bikini Match, Mike Doria from Fox 5 fighting Jonathan Von Tobel from VSiN, and then, of course, Ivan and Ian fighting each other. Ivan the blind Mexican, Ian our producer, squaring Ian. You see, that's, if they have a baby, it'll be called Ian.
No, they become a couple.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Oh, man, all of a sudden, animosity, and it just turns into like...
Turns into love.
Sexual tension.
They just start hugging in the center of the ring, and all of a sudden, it's just like, doesn't stop. And like, a hand slips down.
Like, their face gets like closer.
And yeah. Ivan's coming in on Thursday. Yep. We're going to have a face-off. I don't know if you heard, Ian.
Man.
He's coming in.
He's after you.
I'm not worried.
Should we face him the wrong way? I have no idea.
Listen, Ian.
All right. So Mahoney said that he is going to paint his toenails two colors, and it's specifically to match something. What are those two colors? 702-791-1075. X107.5, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man? What's your name?
John.
All right, John. What is the correct answer? What are the two colors that Mahoney is going with?
I didn't exactly hear that part. I probably wasn't in my truck, but I'll take a wild guess and say purple and black.
Ooh. Nope. So close.
Sorry, John.
So close.
Super
but
close.
Off. Yeah, just a little bit. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Larry.
Hey, Larry, what are the two colors that Mahoney is going with?
Purple and yellow.
Purple and yellow. No. Mm-hmm. Purple, we'll just go ahead and tell you, purple is correct, but yellow is not the other color. I'm sorry. What he was doing there is he was thinking of the colors of Planet Fitness, which you joked about after the fact.
Yes.
So Larry was very, very close. He's not actually going.
My gym, Dave.
He's not going with the colors of Planet Fitness, but yes, he is representing his gym. What
PF
are the two
for
colors?
Life.
Okay. All right. No one says that.
I just did.
The lunk alarm will go off if you yell that too loudly.
PF for life. Grunting.
X107.5. Good morning. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are the two colors Mahoney's going with?
Purple and Silver?
Purple and Silver is right!
I think it's going to look bad. Nothing's going to ever keep
you down. You're the best. He's been fabulous. Oh, like, a little shimmy of the shoulders shimmy. There. Yeah.
My sparkly shorts, my fringe-filled
cape.
Robe.
Cape.
It's a velvet it's a and
cape.
Fringe.
It's a cape. It's a
sequence robe.
You know,
it's
a sequin cape. I hope you get a petty, Dave.
No, there's
get your feet cute.
There's
you
enough
showing up
there's
with bunions on your broke ass feet.
I don't have bunions. I used to be a foot model. I have beautiful feet. I didn't actually used to be a foot model. Sylvia was sort of looking at me like she was totally in on that. Well, they told me I was a foot model. They made me do some weird stuff with another guy in the area standing nearby.
No,
it's
strange.
Just
bait
tackle.
Yeah.
No.
But
totally
for anybody who's been in town for a while.
Totally have your feet cute. It's going to be exposed.
Well, my feet can be exposed. They don't need to be cute. I think there's going to be enough cuteness going on with Mahoney decorating his.
Well, you know, keep up with Mahoney, man.
Trust me. The boxing will keep up with Mahoney. It'll be just fine.
We'll see.
Yeah. Saturday, October 7th. Congratulations to you, though. You're going to see the Monster Energy Cup on Saturday, October the 14th, the following Saturday over at Sam Boyd Stadium. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of you that are listening as well. That's going to do it for us from Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Have a great weekend. X107.5.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.